Yeah, I'm not sure. I mean, I get Joe Sheehan gave me the one, you know, the complicated medical terms for it. So we'll just have to see how it is. I know it was something that really bothered him right when it, you know, as the game went on, and that's why we had to take him out. And it's improved since, but it's a time thing, and we just don't know if you know, by the time Sunday comes along, that's been enough time. Yeah, we'll see. I mean, their offense. I mean, it's a large inventory. They have a lot of things they can go to. And we truly don't know how he is, whether he's full go and they can open everything up with all the quarterback runs and expose him as they've done. So we've prepared for what they've put on tape. Yeah, it's tough when you're inside every day, just little cramped quarters in here just to get a good feel for it. But I think the energy's been good. The effort's been good. I think our guys have been focused or all of us to a man, you know, coaches and players, very eager to get down there and put these past couple weeks behind us. It's just impossible to predict, just because it's so much a function of how we play around them. So it's, will there be improvement? Absolutely counting on that, but at the same time that as we've said all along that we have to play well around them. You know, it was a rookie season. I mean, they've certainly had their growing pains, but have shown flashes of being quality, not just average NFL backs, but quality NFL backs, and that's encouraging. But you have to make sure that as you move forward, that the negative issues do get worked out, and they learn the speed of the game and just the mental part of it comes to them, and they progress as they should. Then you feel good about it, but. You know, both guys, I think, have certainly Crowell, given how we acquired him, has surpassed expectations. The level of focus, guys weren't moping around. That there was a buzz, there was an energy, but it's sometimes impossible to predict, though, because I think all we've been a team, and I compare it to just, you know, teams I've been around for the length of time I've been in the NFL. That we practice well. That our guys are serious about their craft and practice, and we go out there and take the field with the right attitude. And so it is impossible to predict. There weren't very many signs of what was on the horizon for the Cincinnati game either. So it's just hard to say. As a staff, we're all about tough love. So I know there are some positions where you feel that you can't be as tough as others. But I don't know if I necessarily agree with that. Guys, they want to be coached, and most guys are okay with being coached hard. I think they appreciate it. More guys appreciate it than don't, as long as it's not done in a disrespectful way. But you know, if you need to get better, you need to get better. And as coaches, that's our task, to point that out and to make sure that mistakes that are being made once aren't being made twice. So I think that's something that's the kind of staff I wanted to build. That's the way we coach. I think the great thing about Jim is I don't think he concerns himself with that. And I was the same way in New York. He has enough on his plate, just as I did, of getting a defense prepared and putting together a game plan that will stop an opponent. And all the stuff on the outside is exactly that. It's on the outside. Jim's an outstanding young coach, great football mind, passionate. And I think he has a bright future in this league He loves to show up to work every day, and that's infectious. And I don't think he gets. He's all about winning. That's all. That's the only thing he's concerned with.
Did you do that week?
I think he showed it last week. He showed it last week that was the one positive coming out of that game, as they wanted to throw deep on us. I think they took seven or eight deep shots, and we defended all of them. And most of them were on Bus. So, I think, you know, Buster is very, very underrated. And he's quietly going about. I know he had a couple hiccups here and there, but if you just look at his overall body of work, I think he's been outstanding. And that's critical at that position at corner. I mean, you have to play with extreme confidence, and it's the old short memory thing. You have to be able to bounce back, not just game to game, play to play. And he's shown that resiliency. But just overall, after the way we played last week, I think the entire team is looking for a bounce back game.